Random House Audio presents Quantum Healing, Exploring the Frontiers of Mind-Body Medicine by Deepak Chopra, read for you by the author.
Since the early 1970s, there's been an incredible explosion of information about the workings of the human body. We've known for some time that the body is composed of cells, made up of molecules, made up of atoms. And we now know that our cells carry out an amazing variety of functions. They control digestion, they fight disease, regulate body temperature, and orchestrate muscle movement. But now we know a great deal more about how those functions are coordinated. We've learned that each cell has a tiny director sitting in its center. This director is identical in every cell, whether it be a brain cell, a blood cell, or a bone cell. We know this director as DNA. All the cells in a person's body grew out of one double strand of DNA at the moment of conception. Everything a person can do, think, speak, run, play the violin, heal a cut, rule a country, builds on a capacity present in that one original molecule. Each and every cell has hundreds of receptors on its surface to take in information, and each and every cell can, at the direction of its DNA, send out messengers by way of chemicals it produces to every other cell of the body. What recent breakthroughs in physics and microbiology have revealed to us is that the body is full of intelligence. At any one moment, it is orchestrating thousands of activities, thousands of interactions. And we know that millions of our cells are dying and being replaced every minute. Deepak Chopra has been studying these phenomena for many years. He was born and raised in India, where he studied medicine. When he came to the United States in 1971, he specialized in endocrinology, the study of hormones, which are the body's chemical messengers. Dr. Chopra has developed a unique perspective on the body's intelligence. He combines his knowledge of Western science with his understanding of healing techniques from the Eastern tradition of Ayurvedic medicine. He calls this perspective quantum healing. It is the cooperation of mind and body at the cellular level, and Dr. Chopra feels we can access this level and intervene in order to put the healing process much more under conscious control.
I think the most important thing to evoke quantum healing is to stop looking at the body as all these molecules, to change our worldview of it, because the body is not all these totally materialistic molecules. The body is composed of millions of cells, 50 trillion of them. They all look quite alike, but they're performing different functions. And if you think your body is that collection of cells, static, frozen, then, of course, your experience of it will also be static and frozen. The body is much more like a river. Every moment it changes. With each breath that you take, you change the river of atoms that is your body. Not for one breath of your existence does the body remain static. Breathing in and breathing out, you remodel the body. You lay down these atoms, replacing the old ones in every moment of your existence. Your memories, your beliefs, your river of thoughts structures the scaffolding of this river of atoms. The atoms are the bricks, the patterns of intelligence, the scaffolding, and consciousness, the ground, the riverbed.
Let's take a closer look at what Dr. Chopra calls the bricks, the atoms that make up our cells. We replace 98% of the atoms that compose our body once a year. Human cells come and go in the twinkling of an eye. If you think you are only your body, which one are you talking about? The one that existed in 1970 or the 1987 model? Not a single cell that was in your body in 1987 exists in it today. They've all been replaced. You change your skin once a month. Your liver is new every 6 weeks. The brain cells that you think with, the actual carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen molecules that made it up a year ago, are not there anymore. Even the DNA molecules, the little director inside every cell, the actual carbon, hydrogen, oxygen of it, wasn't there 3 or 4 months ago.
So let's look at the human body as it really is. What's the body made up of? If you could see it with the eyes of a physicist, you would say that the body is made up of all these atoms. These atoms are really particles whirling at lightning, dizzying speeds around huge empty spaces. And those particles themselves are fluctuations, movements, dances in a field of energy. In fact, to a physicist, your body would be proportionately as void as intergalactic space. If you could see it like that, because that's how it is, you would see a huge empty void with a few scattered dots and spots and a few random electrical discharges here and there. And this huge void, which is the reality of the body, is really not an emptiness. It's a fullness of intelligence. These particles rebounding, colliding, disintegrating in this almost total emptiness are actually impulses of intelligence. And mind and matter are not separate entities. They're just two ways of looking at the same thing. That huge void is the riverbed of consciousness itself. Those particles disintegrating, rebounding, whirling at lightning speeds are impulses of intelligence in that field of consciousness. And what we call matter is just those particles frozen in a moment of attention. It's our bias which determines whether we view the body materially or in terms of consciousness. A molecular biologist, when he looks at the body, would see neuropeptides, swirling chemicals. A nuclear physicist, a quantum field physicist, looking at the same phenomenon, would say these are all fluctuations in a field of energy. And if you are a Vedic scientist, a master of awareness, you would realize that these are impulses of intelligence in your own awareness, waves in the ocean of consciousness. The body is brimming with intelligence. It's bubbling with intelligence. It's totally alive with intelligence. And this intelligence is not contained just in the cells of your brain, in your neurons. This intelligence is contained in every cell of your body. In fact, when you say, I have a gut feeling about this or that, your gut actually makes the exact same chemicals that your brain would make if it were having those thoughts. When you have a pain in your toe, for example, with an attack of gout, it's your toe's intelligence informing the rest of the brain, I'm feeling miserable. Each cell thinks and communicates with all the others. It is a conscious being that has its happy moments, its joys, its sorrows, its moods of anger, impatience, anguish, compassion, love, exhilaration. The acid in my stomach is as much the anger in my stomach as in my head. The palpitation in my heart is as much an anxiety in my cardiac cells as in my neurons. The high blood pressure in my blood vessels is as much the hostility in my circulation as in my nervous system. And the surge of love and compassion I feel in the innermost core of my being is as much a warmth in my bone marrow as it is an emotion in my hypothalamus. All these cells are thinking, and all of them are using the same peptides, the same chemicals, the same messengers to do their thinking. The body is projected out of consciousness. It's literally not all these molecules. It's these transformations of intelligence in that ocean bed of infinite intelligence.
Mind and body are actually two aspects of the same underlying field of consciousness. You might say each cell in your body has a mind of its own. One important aspect of the body's intelligence is its ability to create a wide variety of what we call drugs. when you're
Sample complete. Ready to continue?